Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Sabrina Williams, and I'm live from Las Vegas, Nevada. Sorry about the late start. I just think that sometimes Blog Talk Radio just likes to have its own issues, so we're 4 minutes behind. But today, we're talking about couples appreciation and appreciating your significant other, whether you're married, you're in a relationship, or you're about to be married, or you're just dating, but how to appreciate your significant other. So you're on with Rolling with the Diva with Sabrina Williams, and we're going to play a song, and then we'll be right back with you.
Should I do this? I feel so bound. I just gotta break free. Let's go.
It's time.
All right. As you know, Lady Princess is one of my favorites, as is Miss Brick City Aisha, too. But, you know, I always start off with Lady Princess because we always want to be thankful to God for the show. And just for people listening, it's been a great last week and a half. I'd taken a two-month break because of pain, because I live in pain for a lot of my life, especially in the last 10 years because of my hip and other pain things with arthritis. So I really had to take some time out for myself and deal with that because it put me in a deep, really depression because it caused me not to be able to work. And so that really took a big toll on me. So now I'm back. I'm really into it. I'm really wanting to promote people to help their brand, but also to meet my goal because I decided I really, really, really love interviewing people and talking to people that I really want to eventually in the next year. And I'm claiming that in the next year and a half, I'm going to have a show on Sirius Radio. So I'm going to be picking some of the best 10 to 15 shows and presenting those to a package to Sirius Radio because I really, truly believe I have a talent for talking to people and making people laugh, but also talking about some issues that other people don't want to talk about. So before we start into a couple appreciation, I want to give a shout-out to Bose Boxing. They are on Tropicana, and I talked to them the other day about them the other day, a great place for your kids to go to get leadership skills. Also, Roy Jones Jr. Gym is another place to get leadership skills for your kids in boxing. And plus, Jones Jr. and Keith Velter have an excellent boxing program for adult boxers, and that actually fight over different parts of the world. So you guys should check them out. Also want to give a shout-out to remind everybody about the Barista's Ball that's going on with No Quit Tennis Academy, which is off of Washington at Lorenzi Park. And I just want to also shout-out to one of the best, amazing nail ladies that I have in the world at MD Nails because she does my nails perfect and they always look so awesome. All righty. So we're talking about couples appreciation. What does it mean to appreciate your significant other? Well, it means that you're grateful for one, that they're in your life. I'm like, really, you guys really have to even ask that question. But two, you're grateful for what they do for you and for what you do for them. You know what? Being married or having a boyfriend or girlfriend or boyfriend or girlfriend, or whatever relationship you're in, it's really hard when you do not recognize or appreciate your spouse. So this week on Facebook, earlier in the week, I posted, and I had asked people to actually say something about their significant others. And I got, about 14 to 16 posts I think I posted in there. And you guys will also now get to hear about my appreciation for my significant other. Yes, it's official. I'm in a relationship. I keep it off Facebook because you know what? What did y'all do before we had Facebook? Did you guys just go around like, did you call up everybody and say, oh my God, I'm in a relationship? And you know what? Here's the pictures. No, you didn't. You kept your business with yourself and you guys went out to dinner and you met people and you had a good time. Facebook is not my relationship. My relationship is with my significant other who I truly, truly love and who has made me into to see that I am the true, 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 true diva that I am. So you guys will hear about him later. All right. So all you people are shocked. I know it's hard, but it's okay. Anyway, moving on. What was I going to say? Oh, okay, relationships. What about relationships and what about just appreciation, just being couple appreciation? I just wanted to take the time out and say, you know what? I appreciate my significant other. You shouldn't take the people for granted around you. I wanted to really do it because I hear a lot of people say, I'm busy, I'm busy. And that's a whole other show that we're going to talk about. There's 86,400 seconds in a day, okay? And so that's 24 hours. And if you look at that, that's actually a little bit when we circled other planets. So you need to understand that you're not ever too busy to take out just 38 seconds to email your significant other and tell them how much you appreciate them or that you love them or that you're glad that they're in your life. And maybe when you start, maybe you're having problems right now. I'm not in your relationship. So I don't know. Maybe you're having a little problems. Maybe it's because neither one of you guys are really appreciating the other person and recognizing that, hey, that this person is really, really good for me. So I'm going to start reading the post. I know some of the people, so I'll be commenting on them myself. All right, so from Anjanette P. Pinkston, I think I hope I pronounced that right, she says, he opens the door for me all the time. April is no different. I appreciate him for doing that. And what she means is April, just because it's Couple Appreciation Month, it's not a difference. He always does this, and she appreciates him for doing that. I think that's great because a lot of times I've seen men going through doors before their women, and the door can slam on a woman, and she's still be, and he's still walking ahead. Another one, Tina Quincy Thornton. Now, I love these two. You're going to hear from her fiance too, but I love them. I played a game of Age of Kings with them, which I don't play Age of Kings anymore because that is a whole other thing about not online gaming and war games for adults, and that's just a whole other, oh, Lord Jesus help those people. But I stopped playing, and I'm glad I did. But anyway, this is what Tina says. He always walks beside of me that has traffic to protect me. You don't see that often in men these days. No, you don't. And you don't actually often, I don't always see it in parents. I see that the kids are walking on the outside. And why is that important? Is he not a man if he doesn't do that? No, it doesn't mean he's not a man if he doesn't, like, have the woman walk on the inside. It just is a sign of, you know, chivalry. It's a sign of, hey, if something happens, I'm going to protect you. I'm going to go first. I'm putting my life before yours. And that's what it says as parents. And as parents, I don't care who you are. You should never have your child walking on near the street. It should be you. Because somebody could come up and take them. They could jump out in the street, and you should hold their hand. So I just think that that's good. Let me see. Joshua Banks, he commented on Tina Quincy Thornton about men walking to the side, and he said Ramona Thomas. So obviously we think that's something that Joshua does, and I'm proud of him for that. No, for doing that. Daria Rogers. Oh, my God. Let me tell you about this young lady. I love her. She is just an amazing baker. She's going to be making my son. It's his birthday on May 18th, and he doesn't know. But he's going to have a surprise cake for him, and she's making it. But she says, he always buys me little pick-me-ups for when we see each other. My favorite cookies, a bottle of my favorite pop. How cute. She says pop. A small trinket that reminds me of him. I just love this young lady, and she's so, and her parents are amazing, and she's a very old-fashioned kind of girl that all young women should strive to be like. I love her. And then her mom, Mrs. Rogers, Gina Rogers, but he's a keeper. She's a great book author. I've had her on my show. Love her. She says, he listens to me. And, man, did you hear that? He listens to me. Does that mean he's trying to solve the problem? No. Because guess what? We women don't always need you to solve our problems. We just need you to listen sometimes. And don't be trying to think ahead of something to say. Just listen. I love this. He listens to me, helps to make my dreams come true. He inspires and surrounds me with love. Now that, it gives me a warm feeling. I even wrote, wow, love that. Cecilia Merrill. Now, Cecilia, let me tell you a story about Cecilia. I've known Cecilia since, oh, my God, we're both the same age. Well, she might be a little bit older, you know. I'm still young, and I'll be 54. But Cecilia, I've known since high school. And she is just a great woman. She's changed her life for doing really great things. She's in love with God. She her and her husband Dan are amazing. And this is what she says. Dan takes very good care of me, even though he may be tired. If I start having muscle spasms in my legs, he'll help stretch and massage them till it stops. He does so many things for me. I love to return the favor, but I think I will always be in debt to him, and I love him so much. I love that. And I wrote this back response to her, and I said, that is very awesome. When you're with true love, there is no debt owed. I know you both, and I'm truly inspired by your love and dedication to each other. They're a great couple. Keep it up, Cecilia and Dan Merrill. Ryan Burcham, and I hope I pronounced that right, he is the fiancé for Tina Quincy Thornton, and he wrote this. She likes to hold my arm, and I'm so like, this one gives me warm fuzzies. She likes to hold my arm while I'm in the grocery store, while I push the cart. And look at what he said. That makes me feel so special. There are too many things I could list that she does. I'm truly blessed. And they are an awesome, great couple of God. And Ryan was the leader of my group when I was in Kingdom 39. There's so many different kingdoms, this game, because there's people from around the world, from Russia, China, Japan, Turkey, Romania, that play this game that a lot of people, you know, they meet in the game online dating. And that's going to be a show I'm doing about online dating in games and how that works and what it looks like and how to find, if you're looking for that person, how to find the right person. And I'll give you my 32-point list. Yes, it's a 32-point list. You should follow it because it'll help you. Mm-hmm. You're welcome. Now, all right. So I just love Ryan. Ryan is an upstanding guy. He's Mr. Chivalry. I can actually call him and talk to him, and he has given me advice. And he's just, and I am in my relationship right now because he pushed me to show me. I was watching him and Tina, and watching the man that he was, and he showed me what true. He showed me to look for, how to look for a guy with right true love. Okay, and then I wrote to them. You two are awesome. It was awesome to see you, see your love as we played in Age of Kings. Because they were so cute. They like saying little sweet things to each other. Okay. Althea M. Richardson, M.A. And she wrote this to Ben David Richardson, too. Appreciates me as much as I appreciate him. He makes sure I have the best of everything. Wow. Not a lot of words, but that is just saying, speaks volumes. And I know Althea myself. And she is a great woman of God, and so is her husband. And these two, oh, my gosh, they are so adorable. As an African-American couple, I love them. Like, I want to be like them. I just love them because they represent what it is true to be African-American, what is true to be women and men of God. I love them. And then I wrote, thank you all for the great comments on your significant other. And I really do appreciate all of those people who did, like comment. And I really appreciate it. And I know many people that didn't comment, but I want to speak out for a couple of them. I know Valerie and George Medic, and they are, oh, my God, they are like another superpower couple besides that they're just adorably freaking cute together and look like models. George, just, I'm in admiration of George. He has just a love for Valerie that is just genuine, and he would do anything. She has her own jewelry line. George, when she was getting up and started, he was posting for her on Facebook and other media, and he always talks about his wife as she does him. I just love her. She is the brother. Valerie's the brother of Mark Roscoe, which you guys all know is my favorite designer in the world. Of course, I interview other designers, but you know I have a special place in my heart for Mark Roscoe besides he's my brother. Yes, he's my brother. Okay, doesn't matter. He's a different color. He's my brother because he keeps me on the straight and narrow, and he keeps me honest, and he keeps me looking at life in a great way. And plus his story about clothes. You guys should, like, look him up because the story about clothes is made for women of bigger sizes because he did that for his mom so she could understand that she was worthy of having great clothes. And his clothesline is really based on women that we can have the designs that we want in clothes. So I just wanted to throw that out to Mark. All right. Anyway, I'm going back now to the radio part. And I lost the page. But I did also want to remind you guys that on Sunday I have a show coming up, and it's with G. Sill. He's a singer, and he's a fantastic guy, and I'll be interviewing him at the Eclipse Theater. It's going to be a live interview. I'm really trying to do more live interviews, excited about his song. I listen to a song, and I like it. I like the beat, some of the words, but I like the beat. I do like most of the message, and I like how he keeps it moving and grooving. Because you guys know me, any song that I can do some exercise to or shake my booty, I'm all cool with that. That means I'm burning calories and burning exercises and getting exercise. I just like love it. So just, you know, it just I'm excited about the interview with him. Some other upcoming interviews will be with Clarence Jones, who has CJ clothing line in Chicago. He makes, oh my God, I'm like truly honored to be like interviewing with him and I'm going to be able to interview him because he actually makes suits for a lot of the people who go to NBA draft, sports players, news media, coaches, assistant coaches. So that is great. Another person that I'm going to be interviewing with will be, hold on a second. Like getting back to the blog talk page. I'm going to take a commercial break just to give a shout out to my kids this time and say that I'm really blessed to have wonderful kids. I'm going to be an empty nester soon, but I'm very grateful for my sons, Elisha and Solomon. Just wanted to throw that out there. But I am going to play another song, and just want you guys to listen to this and tell me, as you know, actually, hold on a second. Yeah. Oh, no, that's not a message. Hold on.
Hello. It is a beautiful Sunday afternoon as I'm driving.
Oops, wrong song. No, right, wrong song. It was actually the message from before. But anyway, hold on. Here we go.
Yeah, paying homage. R.I.P. to Bobby Christina, Whitney Houston. I'ma do this in the love of them, but it's a love song though. Yeah. Yeah. Brick City, city.
Oh.
Milk the bricks, yeah.
I'm playing the same two songs this week and last week, but I'm really into really dedicating the month for those two artists and their songs and helping them get the word out because they really are great young ladies and they're super talented. There will be more music for coming from them. But also now I want to switch to talk to you guys about traveling. And also I want to talk to you a little bit about her name is Veronica Davis, and she owns TravelBoutique.Paycations. And I would love for you guys to check her out. It's iTravel, and it's boutique, B-O-U-T-I-Q-U-E, .paycations.com. She's an excellent concierge. She helps you plan your vacation. She helps you with every little detail. there was a time where I was going to be traveling with my best friend. They flaked out, and that's a whole different story. Danny, buongiorno, shame on you. But I still love them as my friend. But anyway, she was helping me. Now I'll be using her in the future to travel, but you guys should check out her website, and I will put her link on this story for her so you can check her out. But why should you travel with your significant other? Because you need time away from the world. So much today, we spend so much time. I turned my air conditioner on my car, so I'm live from the car. But we spend so much time with saying we're busy or we can't do this or we can't do that. Then we wonder why our relationships sometimes fall apart. When I look at Ryan or I look at Althea or I look at Cecilia, they all try to do those couple things. And sometimes you just need to get away from the world, even your children. And God bless those little children. Thank God mine are not little anymore because I couldn't deal with it. But you need to get away and have some time yourself. Where are places that you can go? Okay, for instance, say you live in Las Vegas. You can travel to Palm Springs. And it doesn't even take that much time to get there. You could take a 3-hour car drive. You guys could talk. You could have there's a great book I'm going to get for you guys. It's about 52 dates, and it's fun things you can do and ask questions. You can use that because there's only one person driving. Another can ask questions. You can laugh. No talking about your bills or anything. It's about you guys just to have fun. Get back to you guys, okay? Then you get there on a vacation. You spend 2 or 3 days in Palm Springs, and voila. You guys are refreshed and you have some fun. Or you can drive to California, or you can drive to St. George, Utah, which is another one of my favorite places, and stay at the Entrada Resort. And believe me, for $154 for a night, it's worth it because you get cookies in your room, you have a kitchen, there's a golf course, there's a spa, and there's everything else. It's worth it. Don't be cheap. Your significant other loves you. All right. Let me talk to you about what my significant other does for me. We are married. We're dating. But he is great. He is grand. I struggled a long time with, actually who I was as a person, my sexual preference, everything. And I, you know what? He came along in a game of Age of Kings. Yes, he did. And I loved it. And I really actually ignored him, seriously, because he had a girlfriend and I wasn't really interested in him because I don't take other guys from his girlfriend, blah, blah, blah. So anyway, we met. We talked. We talk every day. And one of the things that he does for me that he knows me very well is that he actually sends me songs. He can actually feel, and I really believe this, that if you're in tune with your significant other, they're in tune to you, your mind, body, and spirit. And he can feel when it's been a couple of days and I haven't talked to him, he'll send me a song or he'll send me a message. And he is just wonderful. It is different dating online because, you know, when you date online, you have to, we're in a long-distance relationship, so that's a whole other story. I'll tell you guys how that goes. But meeting him, you know, on the game, and then we spend a lot of time talking and texting and chatting and, you know, on the phone, it takes a lot more effort. They call them LDR, long-distance relationships, but it's worth it because, you know what, sometimes the person you're looking for is not right in your backyard. It definitely, for me, was not in my backyard because I'm telling you, in Las Vegas, I'm just not the person because I would rather be a pole dancer than sometimes date some of the people here in Las Vegas. But I have a great significant other. Nope, not telling you his name, not telling you anything else about him because you know what? I have this motto, keep your relationship off Facebook. It took a lot for me to even say to people that I'm dating or I'm seeing anybody because I did the couple appreciation, I felt I could share a little bit. But you'll never see pictures of us on Facebook, anything like that, not unless I want to or I feel, because I'm old-fashioned. I believe that the relationship is a relationship, and I didn't date him on Facebook, and I'm not going to be dating Facebook with him because I'm going to have a relationship issues. I'm having the issues with Facebook. I'm dating those people. I only have one person I'm dating. But just wanted to let you guys know that. Thank you, sweetheart, for being the center of my world and my life. I love you and appreciate you so much. You are just totally hilariously sexy, cute, smart, and oh, my God, you just make the world go round. And your words are like the ocean. They soothe me, they make me feel warm, and they actually help me feel safe. And thank you for doing what you do for me. All right. So this is how this is Rolling with the Diva, and this is Sabrina Williams, and I was your host. I really appreciate you guys tuning in. I'm going to read some stuff to you guys, and I just want you to listen to it because I am really focusing on bullying for people, and that's going to be a whole other show. But I wrote a piece, and I want to read it. And this is my piece. You cannot copy it. You cannot use it. You need my permission, and you will be paying heavily if you steal it. This is part of what I wrote, and it's called Today I Said No to a Bully. Today I said no to a bully. Today I said I am important. Today I said I am worthy and will not be bullied anymore. The bully was dumbfounded. I smiled, waved my hand twice, and said no more. You need to know your self-esteem is low. Actually, more than low. It is in the basement. He stopped, looked up, and away from me. I walked toward her. Excuse me. Actually, let me go back. Actually, more than low is in the basement. She stopped, looked up, and away from me. I walked toward her. Amazingly, she stepped back as if afraid of me and flinched. I put my hand on her shoulder and said, "Who?" Or the nearest rock. And when she finally lifted her head, she had tears. Through sobs, she said, "Everyone, I'm alone. I'm sorry I hit you, hurt you, and I took your money. I'm alone. I'm lonely. I'm only 16 years old. I'm barely going to graduate. I have no friends." I looked at her and said, "Yes, you do, me and God. Let's talk, buddy. Sit down." I shared for a long time God's love, Jeremiah 29:11, which has been the verse that I used to say at that time in my life. This really changed my life because it said God had a plan for me. I read of Jeremiah 29:11, Romans 3:23, and John 3:16, "For God so loved the world." I realized that day I am stronger and wiser, and God had a plan. That was 10 years ago. Today, best friends and co-partners in the organization, Today I Stand. That day was hard for me, but I learned everyone feels alone and lonely in their own way, yet we have to remember the love Jesus Christ had at the cross for us. Never give up, always look up, and know you're blessed. This is the first story, many more to follow. Thank you guys for listening to that. If you guys know anybody who's being bullied, share that with them. We're going to be talking about bullying with adults, bullying with children, and the impact it's having on the suicide rate. And we're going to be also talking about suicide in future shows, too. Again, my public service announcement, if you're suffering from mental illness and you feel depressed or you feel sad, please call 211 in your area in all the states, and you can be referred for counseling for a low or maybe no fee. If you're suicidal and you need immediate help, hang up and call 911 and get to somebody right now. Tell them what you're feeling because you're loved, you're wanted, you're somebody's girlfriend, boyfriend, sister, brother, mother, father, coworker, and friend, and you're wanted, you're loved, and you need to feel the love. Feel me saying you're loved, you're wanted. You've got to hang on and don't end your life because you know what? The pain you're going through will subside. You just got to get help, and you're not alone. And that goes for teenagers, too, listening. This month is also Autism Awareness Month, and we'll be doing a show on that later on and hopefully have some guests. I know Krista Carmen today posted about her having autistic sons, but she is one of the greatest, fantastic ladies in that does makeup and is in the industry for beauty, and she's a beautiful woman with a great story, and I love her, so hopefully she'll be able to maybe videos a word or so for us to inspire us because she is an amazing mom, and her children are amazing and smart. I love her. Thank you guys for tuning in for Rolling with the Diva. I am so, so blessed that you listen to me. I want you to know I love each and every one of you. If you ever need prayer or you ever need anything, you reach out through me to email at cvwtdiva@gmail.com, and I'm there for you, and I will email you back, or you can message me on Facebook. But I just want you to know I really take this show seriously. I take people listening to me seriously, and you are an important part of my listening audience, And whether you're a friend listening or you're a new person, I'm so humbled that you took your time out to just to listen to the show. May you be blessed. May you have a great week. And may your financial resources, may your home be triple-folded blessed 7 times over in the nearest future for you. And remember, you know, life is hard, but you got to laugh through it. You got to love, and you got to just love people where they are and love unconditionally. All right? Thank you for listening to Rolling with the Diva. This is Sabrina Williams signing out. It is 67 degrees in Las Vegas, Nevada, but it feels a lot warmer than that. And I got a beautiful color on me. I'm the most gorgeous black girl that there is. And I got a hot body for 54 years old. I just wanted to say that because you know what? My significant other appreciates my body. All right. I hope you guys have a great day. And you guys be blessed. And don't forget, you know what? You make your life.